A Suri woman embraced indigenous culture during this year's Pulling Together Canoe Journey. Mara Dillon was part of the Law Society of BC Canoe family that attended this year's Pulling Together Canoe Journey on Vancouver Island. The annual event, which brings together Indigenous peoples, youth, police, and public service personnel, ran from July 6 to 13. Wissanik Journey 2025 aims to strengthen relations, promote healing, and foster reconciliation and respect for Indigenous host nations, as participants pull together toward a common goal. It also supports the sharing of Indigenous cultures, on and off the water. "I had never done canoeing before, so I didn't know how that was going to go," Dillon said. "Everyone was so welcoming and so patient, and we really worked together as a team. You can feel it, the emotion, the intensity." Dillon, born and raised in Surrey, was honored that Indigenous peoples were so willing to share their culture. "That resonates with me so much. In my culture, those things are very big," she said. "I am East Indian, so singing, dancing, food are very big. There are some very big similarities." Dillon, who is articling to become a lawyer, appreciated the Law Society of BC's support for the journey. "I think it's really important that we get involved and that we make connections on a more personal level because of our history," she said. "We are trying to mend and repair those relations. I think this is the best way to do it. This is the best way to share stories, break bread together, just really engage." Since 2001, Indigenous communities have partnered with police and other provincial and federal agencies, including RCMP, the Vancouver Police Department, the Victoria Police Department, and the Royal Canadian Navy, for the annual journey. Linda Blake, who was born and raised in Surrey, has been involved with the Pulling Together Canoe Journey since 2001. Her roles have included being a puller, a skipper, a safety consultant, and the society's president. Blake is a passionate supporter of the Pulling Together Canoe Journey's efforts to support relationship building between Indigenous peoples and police officers. "The canoe becomes this vessel that we are able to use to bring people together to work together," she said. More than 220 people and 14 canoes participated in the Pulling Together Canoe Journey. It began at Sayout First Nation on July 6 and ended in Cowichan Territory on July 13. Daryl Gray, president of the Pulling Together Canoe Society, began attending the journey when he was a youth. He thinks it is critical to strengthen relationships between Indigenous youths and police officers. 1. It is a form of reconciliation, reconciliation. You are taking action to create reconciliation," he said. 2. Those relationships that they could build here could really ripple into their adulthood. The host nations for this year's event are the Wissanik peoples, Pakwichin, Sayout, Sikum and Malexal nations. At a July 13 closing circle in Duncan, the Pulling Together Canoe Society announced its 2026 journey will return to the Vancouver area. A planning committee has already started working on the 25th anniversary of the Pulling Together Canoe Journey. "It will be pretty amazing next year," Gray said.